Exam objectives fast track, configuring and monitoring terminal service resources. Configuring, monitoring, and fine-tuning are the routine tasks of the IT administrator responsible for terminal services. Windows 2008 offers TS Manager, TS Services Configuration, TS Remote App Manager, TS Licensing Manager, TS Gateway Manager, and TS Web Access Administration. In addition, resource allocation of memory and processors can be managed through WSRM. Load balancing. Mission-critical services require high availability and scalability. Terminal services deployed in large enterprises require careful planning in terms of high availability. The TS Session Broker service of Windows 2008 Terminal Services offers session-based load balancing. Disconnected user sessions are redirected back to the servers where the user's sessions exist. Additionally, load balancing can be configured through AD/GPO features. The Network Load Balancing service of Windows 2008 ensures the front-end mechanism distributes the requests. NLB Manager is used to configure network load balancing and cluster parameters. The Terminal Services Gateway. The Terminal Services Gateway helps administrators enable remote users to access the corporate applications without needing to set up a VPN. RDP traffic from the remote clients travel through an HTTPS encapsulation to reach TS Gateway, and later the HTTPS encapsulation is removed to pass only RDP traffic to the terminal servers. Configuration of TS Gateway servers includes installing SSL certificates and creating resource allocation policies CAP and RAP. Group policy for terminal services defines finer security settings, connection and session limits, resource management, and licensing. RDC client parameters, connection, devices, and resource direction, licensing, printer redirection, user profiles, remote session environment, security, session time limits, temporary folders, and licensing are the options available for configuration. You need to group identical terminal servers into one GPO and place them under the OU to apply group policy settings. Terminal Service Remote App. TS Remote App makes the network programs available over the LAN and Internet that can be remotely accessed through clients running RDC clients or through the web. TS Remote App is an easier way to deploy applications once and manage them across the enterprise. Remote offices with limited IT staff greatly benefit from this feature. TS Remote App helps organizations manage frequently updated, difficult to manage, or infrequently used applications efficiently. Managing the terminal services. Managing terminal services includes configuring RDP permissions, session time limits, connection limits, monitoring users and sessions, perform ad hoc tasks such as disconnecting the users, log them off, or reset sessions. RDP permission sets including full control, user access, guest access, and special permissions. These sets consist of more granular permissions. Connection limits defines the number of concurrent connections. Session time limits define active, idle, and disconnected session restrictions. Session permissions define the remote control access. Viewing and monitoring sessions become part of the terminal services management tasks. You can log off users, send messages, reset a terminal session, disconnect, or check the status of a session. Desktop experience can be enhanced by configuring display data prioritization. Frequently asked questions. What are the management tools available in Windows 2008 to manage terminal services environment? Answer. Terminal Services Manager, TS Remote App Manager, TS Licensing Manager, TS Web Access Administration, and TS Gateway Manager. In addition to that, Windows System Resource Manager for managing systems resources and NLB Manager for configuring load balancing are also available. Question. What are the two wraps available for terminal services in Windows 2008? Answer. Equal per session and equal per user are the two policies available. These are configured through WSRM. Question. What information is available through WSRM accounting data? Answer. Information about users, sessions, system resources, and events matching the policy criteria are available through the WSRM accounting. Question. How do you configure load balancing in terminal services? Answer. Use TS Services configuration to configure TS Session Broker and NLB Manager. Question. What does multiple host under filtering mode of NLB clustering configuration mean? Answer. Multiple hosts means several servers will handle the traffic for the specified port rule. Question. What are the clustering modes supported by NLB? Answer. Unicast, Multicast, and Internet Group Management Protocol, or IGMP, Multicast. IGMP is the Internet standard for multicast. Question. What are the TS Session Broker redirection modes available? Answer. IP address and routing token are the two redirection modes supported by TS Session Broker. Question. What is the function of TS Gateway in the Terminal Services environment? Answer. Terminal Services Gateway helps administrators to enable remote users to access the corporate applications without a need to set up a VPN. This is done through encapsulating RDP within HTTPS. Question. What are the TS CAP and TS WRAP? Answer. A TS CAP allows you to specify who can connect to the TS Gateway server, while TS WRAP allows you to specify the resources users can connect through the TS Gateway server. Question. What are the two authentication modes supported by TS CAP? Answer. Password and smart card are the two authentication modes supported by TS CAP. Question. I am unable to see group policy management in the administrative tools. Answer. You can add the group policy management feature through the Server Manager Add Features option. Question. I have installed Terminal Services Role Service on my Windows 2008. What should I do next to publish the applications? Answer. Install the applications through Control Panel Install Application on a terminal server. Publish it through TS Remote App Manager. Question. What are the different RDP connection options available? Answer. Don't allow connections to this computer. Allow connections from computers running any version of remote desktop, less secure, and allow connections only from computers running remote desktop with network level authentication, more secure, are the available options. Question. What are the tasks involved in managing terminal services? Answer. Configuring RDP permissions, session limits, connection limits, monitoring sessions and processes, log off, disconnect, or reset terminal service sessions are the management tasks.